If you'll repeat after me, say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you for my ears.
Thank you for my ears.
They do hear.
They do hear.
Thank you for my eyes.
Thank you for my eyes.
They do see.
They do see.
And thank you for my heart.
And thank you for my heart.
It does perceive.
It does perceive.
What you're speaking.
What
you're
speaking.
To me. Amen?
Amen.
I want to go back to the overseer that God has chosen for us, which is Pastor Jay. Even though we haven't connected for a while, we did send him a Christmas present, and he sent back a word that's kind of a double-edged sword, which is kind of cool. He wrote down, Dear Friends, Proverbs 25:25. Well, I didn't know Proverbs 25:25 by heart, so I looked it up. Like cold water to a very weary soul is good news from a distant land.
Amen.
Isn't that cool? But then I said, Lord, what do you want for today? He says, go to his word. His word was, in Christ Jesus, thank you for remembering me, and a blessing. May 2017 be a year of breakthrough.
Amen.
Which is caught Christ in us. Taking forth, all right? Then he went to Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 21, which you can check and verify word for word if you so choose. But the press for me was on one verse, and I will go back to verse 14 afterwards, but I want to press in to a particular part, which is the fullness or spiritual fullness. And that's, you're going to find that on verse 19. And it says, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled. Notice it's not half full, but filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Well, the fullness of God inside a man has already been seen, hasn't it? Who had it all?
Jesus.
Jesus had it all. Can you and I be like him? But is it going to cost you something?
Yes.
Is it going to shake your tree?
Yes.
Yes, it will shake your tree. And what is he looking for? A complete salvation. Well, I forgot which day it was, Thursday maybe. I happened to be looking for something in my cabinet where all my extra books are and ran into a book that I hadn't read before that I had ordered a long time ago. And it had never been broken open. I mean, I had a bookmark in it, but that's it. And it says, three salvations. Well, it's not something new. I know about three salvations. But do you?
No.
Well, that's what he was pushing my buttons on. In order to attain the fullness of the Lord, there's three salvations going on. Your first salvation is your spirit man, when you say, Jesus, be Lord of my life. And then you keep on doing what you're accustomed to.
Oh.
Oh. And you keep on trucking and trucking and trucking until he arrests you. And he says, how about letting your soul give up and be directed by your spirit? Which is the lineup that Adam had. Adam was a spirit man first. He had a soul, which is a mind, will, and emotion, and he lived in a
body.
Oh, wow, you guys know all that? Did you notice there's three parts?
Yes.
Spirit man first, soul, mind, will, and emotions. Third part is what?
Body.
Body. Yeah. Now, when Jesus walked into the water and his cousin said, I need baptism from you. What are you trying to do? And the Lord submitted to his cousin. And he said, do this. What happened at that point? He got baptized by going into the water. He didn't get sprinkled. He went in. Over his head. Why?
It's like covering in
the blood
of Jesus. It's like covering yourself in the blood of Jesus.
Well, kind of. But what happens if you stayed underwater for 3 days?
Dead.
Really? So what is he looking for? He's looking for a spiritual death. And to let go of your soul. So the first time that he acknowledged his father was when he was 13. Mama, Papa, haven't you got a clue? I'm about to do my
father's will.
First salvation. His spirit was fully giving us an example that our spirit man was to be dedicated to Papa and not to ourselves. Now this word is going to be hard to digest, but you better think about it and then check it out in the word, because you need to know that there's a plan that God has for his creation. And it's not what you look at as Christians now. Most Christians are walking around doing what they want, doing anything they so choose, and ha ha, grace will cover me.
Amen.
I've got news for you. Mm-hmm. Some of it is godly, some of it is BS.
Greasy.
And I'm being nice.
Greasy.
I didn't say the words, but it is. Okay?
Greasy grace.
Yes, well, again, yep. God wants you and I dedicated to him. And the death of our soul, when we choose to say, okay, let it happen, you're no longer trying to preserve yourself or give yourself the next boost in order to be a great Christian and be so holy nobody can stand you. How many of you have ever met a really severe Christian that is dedicated on every level?
I'm sorry, when I moved in, that was all I see.
There you go. Thank you, girl.
She is the, like, word Christian.
Yeah, good.
That's all I have to say.
But the bottom line,
even a week before she started bringing me to church.
Okay.
Talking about God, not even an hour after meeting her, talking about God.
Yeah. So she was a good advertisement, huh?
She is the advertisement.
She is the advertisement. Okay. What I'm trying to get you to see now is God is looking for all of you, not part of you. He's looking for the entire package. And he's looking for us to be submissive to his plan and not to our own. And so when you say, yes, I will have your plan unfold in my life rather than my own, a little more of him comes in. Because you've given him permission. In case you forgot, he will not invade.
Amen.
Without permission.
Amen.
He won't do it. Okay? So now, that's the second salvation, the salvation of your soul. And I could give you scripture, and it's actually in 1 Peter, first chapter. You can check it out. There's a salvation of your soul that's available. But most Christians don't go there because it's more comfortable to just let your spirit man be alive. And I'm going to heaven. I've got it made. And what deception. Having it made, doing it your own way, is not what Jesus did. Okay?
But when you give up your soul,
yep,
it's another sneaky situation, because it turns out that what you think you're giving up, there's more underneath that.
Yes, there is.
And then you give, all right, I give up again. You give that up, and it's like, oh, man, there's more.
Amen.
It's just
many layers.
Many layers. No, it's just the opening of the door.
Right.
All right. Thank you for that. Now I'm going to give you one more level. What would be the third salvation?
Body.
Huh?
Body.
Yeah!
The body.
Look at your neighbor. Say, you're going to look great someday.
You're going to look great someday.
When your body is fully saved.
Your body is fully saved.
Resurrected out of death.
Resurrected out of death.
And born into Christ.
And born into Christ.
Fully radiant.
Fully radiant.
above the light of our Father.
With the light of our Father.
You're going to look cool.
You're going to look cool.
Why do we know that that's possible?
Because he said so.
Not because he said so, but what about the example he gave? What was the example he gave?
Himself. On the Mount of Transfiguration.
On the Mountain of Transfiguration, he was changed. And the scripture says through Corinthians, we will all be changed. Yeah! Fast forward. Why can't we get that picture now to give us courage to give up our ways and ask for his help to get us to the what? Fullness of salvation. Amen?
Amen.
So getting the fullness of salvation is his dream. It may not be your dream yet. But that doesn't mean that our man of God didn't have a message for this church. Verse 14, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. For this reason I kneel before the Father. Who do you think's kneeling? Pastor Jay. From whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being. That's your spirit man being alive in Christ. So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints. You're not going to go by yourself. The lone wolf is not going to survive. To grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, the love of the anointing. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, it's going to surpass your mind. It's going to surpass your emotions. It's going to surpass who you think you are. Take your neighbor, nudge a little bit the neighbor, say, get with it. There's so much more. Don't give up yet. God's got a plan to resurrect you fully. That you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Wow. Yeah. To be filled with the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. According to his power, not according to your brain. According to his power that is at work within only my neighbor, or only the pastor, or only the prophet.
Us.
Baloney! Every single one of us. To him be glory in church. Woo-hoo. To him be glory in the church. And in Jesus Christ, or Christ Jesus, throughout all generations, so that that include you.
Yes.
Throughout all generations. Now I want to kind of take you on a short trip. I want you to go to chapter 5, verse 18. Because sometimes we kind of get, I wonder if he really means me. Ephesians 5, verse 18. Isn't that what I said? Yeah. Ephesians 5, verse 18. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Cool, isn't it? Now, you want to go a little higher? You're going to survive, right?
Yes.
Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. Verse 9. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you, asking God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. That kind of brings a little more clarity, doesn't it? You need wisdom and you need understanding. Wisdom without understanding is a fog.
Amen. Amen.
I need understanding so bad. Because sometimes the Holy Spirit will say, I want you to do this, and I haven't got a clue what he's talking about, and I'm going blind.
Yeah.
I'm doing it blind. But then the enemy uses that blindness and says, now what did you do?
Mm-hmm.
And you created a mess.
Wow.
And someone may be hurting because of what you and I did. They may be offended.
Mm.
But when the fullness of time comes, the Holy Ghost will take you higher. Amen?
Amen.
Now let's go back. Ephesians chapter 3. Verse 11. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything. It's noticing that you're not the one that works it all out. Him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of your plan. Is it according to your plan?
No.
Why? Why doesn't he do it your way?
Because it's Yahweh, it's not your
way. but Yahweh is the right word.
That was very good.
I don't know, she's kind of tricky today. You should come more often. No, I'm teasing you. All right. Who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we who were the first to hope in Christ may be for the praise of his glory, and you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth. Isn't that incredible? That was back to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11.
Can you
all right?
That one?
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11. I'm sorry I didn't give you that before.
I thought you said 3.
Yes, but this was the verse from chapter 1, verse 11.
Okay.
I want to make you sure and aware that you're chosen. You were predestined according to his plan. That was Ephesians 1, verse 11. I apologize. Got it? You're going to survive this. Amen? Recognizing the Father's plan now, out of all this. When the Holy Spirit begins to allow you to see yourself, which comes in lumps.
In bumps.
Bumps along with that. Yeah, they all do. All right? I remember there was a beautiful person that came from the West Coast to minister to us at Grace many years back. And she said to us, I have one message. Are you ready to die for him? Oh, yeah. She was talking about the soul dying to what it wants and letting the Holy Ghost come in to fill the blank. And to re-establish the lineup. Because when God created Adam, he didn't say, what a mess I made. Did he?
No.
Why? He said, this is good. Why was it so good? Because Adam was lined up. Spirit, soul, and body, never to die. That was the original plan. And some people say, well, we should be like Moses. I don't want to be like Moses. He made a mess at a couple of occasions and it cost him. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, do I want to be like Adam when he failed? No. I want to be like Adam who never failed. Because we don't know how long he was able to stay in that place of obedience. And he stayed focused with his wife going forward. What am I saying to you? There's hope for us.
Praise the Lord.
There is hope for all of us because the fullness of the Father is available for each and every one of us. And the fullness of the Father is what I want.
Amen.
the fullness of the Godhead inside of me. So I want you to close your Bibles. I want you to stand. I want you to come and join me, because I do believe that that's where we're going. We're going with Him. We're going for Him. And we will be able to do what He did. Let me just come back here so that there'll be room for all of us in this incredible circle. We're going to say a very short prayer. And if you find that you can't say it at the moment from your heart because you have a fear of the future, you're absolutely normal.
Praise the Lord.
Okay. You know why? Because when you reflect on allowing the fullness of the Father coming into you, you're really facing a downhill slide. Mm. Oh. You're going to see yourself because the Holy Ghost is going to show you where the mistakes are. Jeez. And in my experience, I didn't say yes right away. I had a few arguments. I had a few words of, God, are you sure?
Not that. No, not that.
No, what? Tell us.
Oh, not that.
Not that.
I'm okay to hear. Not there. No, no. I'm
not any further.
That's right. Yeah. I'm good. Oh, okay.
It's good we're laughing. Close your eyes right now. Say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
you are already here.
You are already here.
You're sitting on the throne.
You're sitting on the throne.
And not a throne of my heart sometimes.
And not a throne of my heart sometimes.
Sometimes you're sitting on the throne of my spirit.
Sometimes you're sitting on the throne of my spirit.
And now,
and now
I'm welcoming you,
I'm welcoming
to sit on the throne of my soul, and to be the Lord of my soul,
and to be the Lord of my soul,
the Lord of my mind,
the Lord of my mind,
the Lord of my emotion,
the Lord of my emotions,
and even of my will, so that your plan, which is
to
have the fullness of yourself,
to have the fullness of yourself.
Living in me.
Living in me.
So that I may do.
So that I may do.
The works that you did.
The works that you did.
So, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
You are the helper.
You are the helper.
You are the one.
You are the one.
That knows all things about me.
That knows all things about me.
I submit to you.
I submit to you.
My soul.
My soul.
My mind.
My mind.
My will.
My will.
And my emotions.
And my emotions.
And my body.
And my body.
It will radiate.
It will radiate.
Your light.
Your light.
Your love.
Your love.
Your compassion.
Your compassion.
Your grace.
Your grace.
And your favor.
And your favor.
To all that I meet.
To all that I meet.
And they will know.
And they will know.
That I belong to you.
That I belong to you.